What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I am Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 595. In this episode, I'll discuss the optimal sedation strategy in patients with ARDS who receive neuromuscular blockers. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode595. The two large trials regarding neuromuscular blocking agents in patients with acute respiratory distress syndrome, or ARDS, are Acuracis and ROSE, and they produced ambiguous results regarding the utility of neuromuscular blockers in these patients. One possibility for this was the discordance in sedation regimens between the two trials. Researchers at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston, Massachusetts, recently published a retrospective cohort study looking at whether the proportion of deeper sedation in ARDS patients is a mediator of the effect of neuromuscular blocking agents on mortality. Over 3,400 patients were included, and nearly 600 of them received neuromuscular blockers. The authors used mediation analysis to attempt to isolate the effects of neuromuscular blockers and deep sedation on mortality in ARDS patients. Despite the mean duration of neuromuscular blocker infusion being 1.8 days, the authors found the mean duration of deeper sedation was prolonged by 2.2 additional days in the neuromuscular blocker group compared to the group that did not receive neuromuscular blockers. This finding suggested that after neuromuscular blockers are stopped, deeper sedation is unnecessarily prolonged. When the authors did not include the proportion of patients who received deeper sedation as a confounder, neuromuscular blocker infusions were associated with increased mortality by nearly 11 absolute percentage points. However, when this confounder was accounted for, the authors found that in ARDS patients that require deep sedation to achieve oxygenation, adding neuromuscular blockers removes the negative mortality effect of deep sedation. The authors concluded, in ARDS patients who receive neuromuscular blocker infusions, a prolonged, high proportion of deeper sedation is associated with increased mortality. Based on our findings, we suggest that clinicians should minimize the duration of deeper sedation after recovery from neuromuscular blocker infusions. Our data support the use of neuromuscular blocker infusions in patients who need deeper sedation to achieve lung protective ventilation. The authors acknowledge that a retrospective design such as this study is a limitation, as there may be additional confounders that were not accounted for. Until confirmation with a prospective trial, this data does support the idea that neuromuscular blocker infusions should not be used when lung protective ventilation can be achieved with only light sedation. And it suggests that adding them when deep sedation is necessary is beneficial. In addition, pharmacists can keep an eye out for the end time of neuromuscular blocker infusions and provide education to facilitate a faster end to deeper sedation. Members of my Hospital Pharmacy Academy have access to practical trainings on neuromuscular blocking agents and specific issues like steroids and neuromuscular blocker use in ARDS patients, all from a pharmacist's point of view. This is in addition to over 150 other practical trainings. To get immediate access to these and many other resources to help in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.